Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should
Hey, our buddy TL Jensen's playing an all-ages show tomorrow night in Largo, Whiskey Wings. If you got kids, you want them to see some kick-ass entertainment, take them to CTL.
You got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
I was just thinking about Whiskey Wings and how they have sleeper music performances, because we went to the Whiskey Wings over there by the Stockyard the night of that Bone event, and they were like rocking with a live band in there. I did not know until recently that Whiskey Wings could rock like that.
Once again, still, Shepherd's has not extended an invitation to TL to play out there, and I think that's a shame.
Man, what do we do? Do we have TL on as a full expose? I mean, we can get funeral homes to reverse course and release ashes to a mother, but not Shepherd's to book TL. Like, what do we got to do here?
My boycott of Shepherd's clearly isn't working.
Yeah, yeah.
Decisions bugging me.
Woo! A mom of 13. Yes, 1-3 children is revealing the eye-watering amount she spends on her large family as she detailed on social media how she and her husband spend roughly $75,600 a year on food for their family. She's from California. They've always dreamed of having a big family, and because she says her pregnancies just kept getting easier and easier, that they've enjoyed and might still continue to grow the family. They actually had 14. Sadly, one of the kids did pass away when they were young. Mm. You know, we could make a laundry list of reasons, cost being one of them, uncertainty in the world, children who already don't have parents. But is it okay or not okay in the year 2024 to be having 13 children?
It's not okay, but what do you do about it? You can't jail someone for having kids. You can't forcibly sterilize.
What do they do in China? Don't they do something? Do they make it so you can only have a certain amount of boys or girls or something? There is something by law, and I realize they're communists and we don't want to do that, but like some people do something.
Yeah, what do they do? They like I think they float a kid up the river. If you get like one boy, and then if you have anything else, I think they send your kid up the river.
Let me find out.
What does China?
China's one-child policy was introduced in 1979 and discontinued in 2015. It restricted most Chinese families to one child.
I mean, I think that's the right way to go.
I mean,
there are enough people.
I will say the only upside, if you're already like down the way and you've got kids now, teenagers through grown kids, like, it's probably good, because they say when the end of the world comes, you're going to want kind of like a squad. You're going to want a team. And although all 13 of your kids probably aren't going to make it, like, you're going to want – it's like a built-in crew from Walking Dead. You know, they make all those little communities. You'll already have your own built-in, somebody to handle the chickens and killing zombies and all of that. So it might end up working in your favor at the end of the world.
Do you think it's okay to say there's something wrong with you if you have over 10 kids?
Your honest opinion. I can only go off of my own emotions. And as somebody who can't muster up the thought process of having one child, like, there is something in people where they're like, I need to have a football team worth of children in my life. And I don't get it. So in my mind, yes, something is wrong with you. But that is also just a feeling that I can't relate to in any form or fashion. So I feel like I'm about as distant from it as you can be.
I know why people have more than one kid. I couldn't do it. I just could not have more than one. It's not in me. I get why people do it, though. When it comes to over three, I just think you're trying to fill a hole in your life by having more kids?
I don't know. I mean, again, you'd have to talk to those people that are passionate about having a bunch of kids, because some people want, you know, 5, 6, 7, and that's like the sweet spot for them. And I don't get it for all of those reasons that I listed. One of them just being kind of the uncertainty. And I mean, we talk so much about, but I also think it depends. I really do. This is weird, but I think it depends on where you live. If you live out in the woods and you are distant from social media and you don't have to deal with a lot of the problems in our society, then maybe I can understand that a little bit. But living a normal life where you send the kids to school every day and you've got to fight those uphill battles, I don't see taking on that burden.
727-579-1025. True Grab Alive with John Sending. Who are you?
Hi, my name's Chris. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Chris. Very well. Thank you very much for joining us. What can we do for you, young man?
Yes. So I have a question for John, because he's helped me out in the past with this question.
John, question for you,
okay,
bud.
Okay, I'm ready, my friend.
I have listened to Bone Valley and High Strange that you've requested, and they were both outstanding. And now I'm about to go on another trip, and I would like another recommendation from you.
Oh, all right.
If possible.
Yes, I'll tell you, front of mind right now, if you haven't listened to any of the Up and Vanished, there are, I think, 3 or 4 seasons now, and the season one being the best and most in-depth, probably, I would say Up and Vanished. It's the same dude that did High Strange, so if you like his voice, then that's a really, really good one.
And he just keeps getting better. Payne Lindsay, he's great.
And he gets down in the muck. He's actually kind of like solving these crimes in some cases. Yeah. So, Up and Vanished.
Sweet. Up and Vanished. Heard. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go.
Be blessed.
727-579-1025. Drew Gobble Live with John Setting. Who are you?
Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me, Drew. Oh, John,
thanks for being here, James.
Thanks for accepting the invite.
Hell yeah.
Totally not okay to have 13 children. I think even 3 children is too much, but people are going to do it. But as you said, Drew, we're in a global society, and your first job as a parent is to protect your children. And how can you protect 13 from everything? I mean, we have the internet now, like
we do,
just the influences, but beyond that, we're kind of full. If you think about what we've done to the planet in the last 100 years, and I'm not an environmental activist, but how much of the flora and fauna have been destroyed just from the population growth that we've had, like just that perspective. But to take care of the mental and emotional health and development of a child, just one child in today's society, you cannot be effective at that. At 13, you're raising a bunch of people that probably are going to have some level of neglect into the world.
Well, and I think the thing that happens in almost all situations is some of those kids end up raising the other kids. Like, depending on how much you space them out, you can't tend to 13 kids on your own, and those older kids end up taking on a more parental role than probably most siblings do.
He's right. Great call, Jim. Thank you, buddy. 100%.
Thanks.
So, interestingly, reading the details about what China was doing, the one-child policy, the name given to the Chinese government laws for controlling population, it is believed that it prevented at least 400 million births in the country. Introduced in 1979 and discontinued in 2015, it was enforced through a mix of incentives and sanctions. The one-child policy had 3 important consequences. It reduced the fertility rate. It skewed China's gender ratio because people preferred to abort or abandon female babies, and resulted in a labor shortage given the increasing proportion of the population who were older adults.
Maybe that's the way we do it, is we offer tax breaks to people who don't have 10 kids.
Or I think there's a bunch of different things you could do, is some basic testing as well. I mean, you have to... You know, it's been said before, but you got to take a damn test and get a license to drive a car. But yet any dumbass can go out there and have 13 kids. And we're just like, okay, raise the future of America. Be trusted with human life. We expect you're good with it.
Unrelated. You know how we like to throw out different stuff in the 5 o'clock hour, especially? I want to know what your, John Senning, favorite homemade snack growing up was. Like, because, like, I just saw a photo on the Gen X Facebook page. How about this? Piece of bread, put it in the toaster, butter, cinnamon toast.
That is a boss. That is a boss. Now we used to get the little shaker that was like a little nutcracker guy, and it was a cinnamon sugar blend. Oh. So that was the real boss move on the butter toast. I will tell you this though, another big one, probably in our house over-served compared to the cinnamon, it was toast, peanut butter, sugar.
I didn't put sugar on it. I like peanut butter toast.
Yeah, just peanut a little little sprinkle of sugar on top of the peanut butter.
Ooh.
Really gives it that that bite you're looking for.
Sexy.
I mean, I think the grilled cheese is up there. The grilled cheese is in the conversation as well. The raviolis are
so you didn't make those though.
Well, I mean, I put them in the microwave and heated them up. I mean, you didn't, you know, craft the cinnamon.
Oh, the hell I didn't.
You didn't churn the butter. You didn't bake the bread.
Hell I didn't. Yeah. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. So I kind of disagree vehemently with the last caller and even with you, Drew. I think it's cool for people to do what they want.
I mean, but is it really cool to have 13 kids?
If they can afford that $75,000 grocery bill, I don't see where it's anybody's business but theirs.
Well, it's a business of those of us who care about this planet and the fact that it's being drained of resources by people who overpopulate, like people who have 13 kids.
The planet's not overpopulated, Drew. The cities are overpopulated, but you could fit everyone on Earth into the state of Oregon. It's a myth that the planet is overpopulated, bro.
That's not true. Well, look at what we're doing to the planet, man.
Well, that is the entire middle of the country is essentially empty. So that goes back to what I was saying when I think geographically, if you can get out of the city and live a seriously stripped down life, then that's the place to raise 13 kids. I think thinking you can raise 13 kids in a normal world like we're used to is just it's a lot. And like that guy said, it's also a lot to keep 13 kids safe from the evils of the world. Like I would imagine the statistics tell you have 13 kids and you live in a normal city, like there's a good chance one of them's not going to make it out.
I suppose that's true, and like you said, one of them didn't make it. But I mean, you quoted those statistics from China. Mm-hmm. You know, the labor shortage, the abortions of girls. I think it backfires. You know, I come down in favor of freedom, maximum.
Okay, we're not trying to take away anybody's freedom, sir.
Well, I mean, if you tell people they can't have kids, I mean, I imagine some people in China would think they had their freedoms taken away.
Not
that whole communist
can't.
Thing, you know, it's kind of their thing.
You're saying they shouldn't. By the way, standing shoulder to shoulder. The entire world's population could fit within the 500 square miles of Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think when you, it's a weird parallel to draw, but when you look at the electoral map and the electoral college, when you see how different cities are ranked, you know, that whole when you see those maps and it's all red in middle America and it looks like everybody is a Republican, that's all empty land. That's all farmland.
Yeah.
That's the mountains. That's area where there's not a lot of people. The people there might have those political beliefs, but I think that's just one of the examples where you can get an idea that all of that space is essentially unpopulated in a bunch of places.
Can you imagine being jammed in the city of Los Angeles with everybody in the
world
and you're in the middle and you got to go to the bathroom?
No. I'd rather have 13 kids.
There's something to be said for, like, if you are not wealthy or even comfortable financially, what are you doing having more kids? That's unfair to the kid, really. Like, my opinion, if you're not in a comfortable financial situation, you're still having children, there's something wrong with that picture.
Well, that then, you know, I think you could almost then get into a bigger debate and argument about government assistance, where, you know, how many people out there are raising their children on money that comes from the government. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't see that stopping anytime soon. And,
no.
And it is weird because even somebody who doesn't get it, but understanding the fulfillment that a child brings, I don't feel like it's right to say because you're broke, you can't experience that.
No, you can have a kid. Maybe you can even have two.
But if you're broke, you're broke. I mean, so depending on how much money you have, two kids might be the equivalent of 13 kids. I mean, these people are paying a $75,000 grocery bill.
Right.
So they clearly got a little bit of cheddar. If you're broke, no job, that would be the equivalent of having a kid or two kids.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody should have any kids ever.
No, I support that.
Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Regular Speaking John. How are you guys?
Good, Regular Speaking John. I love it. He's tweaked his language a little bit. I love that, man. Great great lesson learned your last call.
That was three calls ago.
Yeah, Regular Speaking John.
Love it.
Anyway, there is approximately, I have a couple points to touch on what you guys have been talking about. I've been listening the whole time. There's approximately $37 quadrillion worth of natural resources left in the world.
Oh.
For starters. Octuplets run on both sides of my family naturally.
Wait, whoa, hold on. Octuplets.
Yes, octuplets
run naturally on both sides of your family. That's eight kids, John, like an octopus.
That's
yes, sir. Yes,
eight
sir.
Kids.
And so when my wife and I decided we wanted to have a kid, I was like, oh my God, are we gonna have a litter? We're gonna be 16.
That's crazy. That's man. That also like that should be a shutdown. I mean, I would imagine most women are thinking to themselves, you know, I could have a baby.
Yeah.
God forbid I could do it. I could have twins. You start talking about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like that is ungodly. It can't be. Can't be healthy.
Both sides of my family.
That is so crazy.
Fortunately, we only had one.
That's good.
One and done.
That's good.
One and done. But you know, I just wanted to touch base with you guys about that stuff. And,
Thank you.
And the third thing is you can walk it back. This is how long I've been listening today.
Thank you.
Been on hold. I called the cops on my neighbor, and we're okay.
Oh, good. What'd you call the cops on him for?
Because he was drinking and driving, and he assaulted me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got to do that. And look at that. You found peace. What a story.
Oh, love it, man. Great to hear from you, John. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Hey, love you guys.
Love you back.
Great work.
Thank you, homie.
Why did we tell him to call him? Why is he regular speaking, John?
I think he referred to himself as he believed he had a speech impediment, and he might have called himself
speech impediment John.
Yeah, and then I said, let's tweak that language. You know what I mean? Like, we don't see you that way.
Yeah. Speech impediment John does have a bit of a ring to it, though. Really hits. I know I've had to have shared this before. You know that they're due for twins in Danielle's lineage.
Oh, yeah.
So if we did, like, there is a very, very good chance that it could be twins. And even if you could sell me on one kid, you're not going to sell me on two. But something about just busting them out at the same time does seem – like, if you had to have two kids,
right,
then you just
– get them out of the way.
I don't know. That's terrifying.
I don't talk about this a lot, but, like, when my baby mama was pregnant, she was pregnant with twins, and it was one of those situations where one of them ate the other one, and that was a surviving one. That's my son. I said, thank God.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hi, this is Terry.
That does happen, though, right? Like in the womb,
something
in
like
utero,
it, yeah.
Like there are twins that eat other
something,
twins.
Yeah.
I always thought that'd be super cool. Like the kid who came out would be like, you'd never want to turn your back on him. You know what I mean?
No.
Starts to chew on your nipple.
Put him up for adoption immediately.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I was calling about the 13 kids.
Is it okay or not okay to have 13 freaking kids, Terry?
I think the big question would be, what kind of financial protection do they have for all these kids if both parents died?
Oh, yeah.
They might be able to afford the cost of these kids from year to year, but do they have like a $15 million life insurance policy with a guardianship?
That's a really good point. And then not that you should plan your whole life based on what's going to happen when you die, but God forbid, and it does happen, you now have left 13 orphans. You've put the burden of 13 children on the and who knows? Sometimes people have family members. You could split them up.
Yeah.
You know, an aunt gets a couple, an uncle gets a few.
You think they travel like the vice president and the president where they're never in the same vehicle at the same time just in case?
That's actually not a bad idea.
You know, like you got to make sure you're looking out for those damn kids. 13 orphans, that's sad.
Yeah. And it just seems like they're thinking about a year-to-year situation, but not a long-term. Who is going to be responsible financially and otherwise for 13 kids?
You're sure right about that one. Great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And bye-bye. Thank you. We'll do one more. 727-579-1025.
Dude, are you seeing this breaking news from the FBI just released a statement?
Uh-uh.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
FBI Director Chris Wray made an announcement a short time ago that the Chinese government-linked hackers have infiltrated the U.S. critical infrastructure. China is developing the capability to cause significant damage to our critical infrastructure at a time of their choosing, waiting for the opportune moment to deal a devastating blow. An ongoing Chinese hacking campaign known as Volt Typhoon has successfully accessed numerous American companies in telecommunications, energy, water, and other critical sectors.
Awesome.
I mean, you don't want to not know. I didn't say it was good news.
Rarely is when the FBI releases a statement.
And I don't know if you've seen it. It happened twice in the past couple weeks, and it's been happening overnight. The National Weather Service has gone down. There's been no radar like throughout the night. And what a weird thing that would be. Like, as far as sleeper creepy things that could happen, we can't tell you what the weather's gonna be. Like, dude, you just don't know.
They really want to inflict emotional terrorism? Take down Yelp. Imagine going blind, not knowing the restaurant you're going to, whether they have 3 stars, 5 stars, 4 stars.
I mean, I hate to do this to you, but I would take out Yelp before the NWS. Imagine in hurricane season though. Like, you think about
I know a restaurant's open and then you're like,
no, but imagine it's hurricane season and like it's out there in the Gulf. And then all of a sudden they're like, we can't see where it is anymore. And just maybe or maybe not in the next 5 days, a hurricane may or may not come.
Okay. You know what? You're right. That'd be worse than Yelp. Fine. You win.
I mean, you just got to do it the old fashioned style way. You just got to eat it.
Mm. Yeah. You like that? When we come back, I will tell you why I played Paul Revere to begin today's program. If you've been listening since then. You've been listening to Drew Garabo Live with John Senning for 3.5 hours.
The old Caitlin Clark method, we call it.
Yeah, you like that? Oh, you like that.
Oh. Are you sick of your electric bills? Well, Solar Bear has the solution for...
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.